Lieutenant Fowler, second in command, introduced him to the volunteer.
His name is Bailey, I believe, said Fowler, pointing. He's a veteran, 4 years.
Felix only dimly heard her. He was looking at the mass of silicon plaster being hurriedly applied to Bailey's suit by 3 medics. He took a couple of steps toward the group and peered down into Bailey's screen. There was a lot of blood in there. Felix stepped back, choking with a sudden desire to gag.
I know, said Fowler, but they say he should live just long enough to do the job.
Does he?
Felix began, then found he had lost his voice.
Does he know, you mean?
Asked Fowler. Felix nodded.
Yeah, he knows.
And?
And he'll do it. I told you. He's a veteran.
Felix looked at Fowler, looked away.
Is that what a veteran is?
He asked.
Partly,
said Fowler. Felix, for no clear reason, nodded again.
Come on,
said Fowler brusquely, her voice returning to a businesslike tone.
It's time to show you the target.
Felix followed her back to the circle of officers that served as command center. They passed hundreds of warriors preparing to travel.
Have a seat,
offered Fowler,
and key your input relay. I'll show you the picture.
Felix sat, keyed the proper key. After a brief pause, his hollows swelled, and the 3-dimensional topography chart of the knuckle appeared, transmitted from Fowler. The view was of the knuckle's southern face, the side closest to their position, at a distance of perhaps 700 meters. Fowler's disembodied voice began to narrate.
This is from about the center of the maze. Rather imposing, is it not?
Felix grunted in response. The viewpoint altered.
This is from the nearest edge of the maze. Notice the sides still appear smooth?
Felix already had. Like a sculpture, he thought. Gazing at the apparently sheer sides that seemed to have poured upward from the sandy soil. It was as if it had been molten ore at one time. How else could the smooth, sloping texture be achieved? The scene changed again. Now he could see the various sloping folds at the base, and something else, a black ovular hole less than 20 meters above the ground and partially obscured by a vertical ridge. He stared at the ridge. Its edge looked sharp as a knife.
That's your target, that black oval,
offered Fowler.
There are others that you can't see from this angle, but the computers think that this one goes almost straight through to the core underneath.
A thin dotted line appeared on the screen, running a twisting course from the sand to the hole.
That's your route, said Fowler. Watch that ridge, it's as sharp as it looks.
How?
Asked Felix.
I don't know,
answered Fowler distantly.
But it doesn't matter. It will blow like everything else.
The scene changed again. Felix seemed to be in the air directly above the spike-like summit of the knuckle itself. The terrain at the base was clearly visible, as well as the beginning of the maze. Several small arrows appeared at various maze entrances.
The cannon will be here, continued Fowler. They won't actually damage the surface of the knuckle, but they should be able to clear a path for you people.
Another arrow appeared.
This is your starting point. Key that.
This audiobook is continued on Disc 3.